going to do a little whiplash as we transition into the next part of our show, but this is still Button Pushes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm here joined with Nate. Here's a Excision with Gold, parentheses, Stupid Love, Elenium and Shallows.
To control. Go around it a thousand times. I'm holding on too tight. Let it go and feel the ride. Is it stupid that I love you when I never felt so away? Was it all just a big mistake? Do I wanna let it happen? Do you wanna just walk away when you feel like my soul?
All right, so if you can't tell, we've hit the heavy part of our show for sure. There's going to be a lot more stuff like that probably coming up, and similarly strange tracks. Someone pointed out to me the other day that I say track instead of songs, and like no one else does that anymore. But like I feel like in my like visual memory, I remember getting like a CD, and like before you burned it into iTunes or something, it would just say like track one, track two, track three, you know. And then once you burned it, you'd get all the info. And that's just, I don't know, that just lives in my head as like what a song is. Anyway, hope that wasn't too big of whiplash, but 'tis the season for breaking your neck. That's what Thanksgiving is all about, I think, right?
Oh, definitely.
And so that was by Excision. It's a collab with Illenium. And Nate here has seduced me into Thunderdome this next year on February. He's taking me with his crew. I'm actually super grateful that I have like a group to go with, because it's kind of thing that's like too expensive to do by yourself kind of thing. Much better once you have like, you know, we're all splitting an Airbnb, you know, all flying there to like kind of together. I mean, I guess flying is single too, but like honestly just having like a place to stay and like figuring out travel together is like,
yeah,
really helpful.
I've done the solo travel across the country, like to California for a festival, and it is so much better when you're with other
with people. A group of people. Yeah. So met a lot of the gang at Zomboy a couple of weeks ago. That was a really fun show. They're all really sweet. They seem like a good crowd. And this Thunderdome is going to be in Washington. Is it Tacoma?
In the Tacoma Dome.
Tacoma, yes. Dome. And the pictures I've seen of it so far are insane. There's just like more lights than I know what to do with, and I mean, I guess I'll look at them, but yeah, I'm really excited for that. Well, the next track we're gonna play is another Excision track. It's I think his most recent one, right? And it's just fun. I'm really excited to see Excision live. So Nate pointed out in the last song, he asked like, have you ever seen him live? And I have not. I have been listening for a while, since high school, maybe even in middle school a bit. And I pointed out that Gold, the track we just played, was the first, or that album was the first album I ever saved on Spotify. Because that was right around the time that I got my account. So it's right at the bottom of my liked songs is just all of Apex. Yeah, really stoked to see Excision. How many times have you caught Excision?
I've only seen him the once. I saw him earlier this year at MGM for the Nexus tour.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. And how long have you been listening prior to that? Like, have you been waiting to see Excision for a while prior to that?
Yeah, it just never ended up lining up. But like, I've been actively listening for over 5 years, but like I did a deep dive with one of my friends, like into my old laptop that was way old. And I went through all my iTunes to see just like some random picks that I had from pre-streaming days. And I found my first Excision track I had downloaded in like 2012.
Wow.
And I was listening to him like way back then.
That's crazy. That's so fun. Yeah. Yeah, I love Excision. It's super fun stuff. Very much in the vein of like just crazy heavy electronics, like with Wooly and a little different from Subtronics, I would say, but like different vibe, but not as grimy, but really, really hard hitting stuff. Lots of collabs with Deon Timmer as well. Excision brought Deon Timmer very much like into the scene. Kind of love that story of like Excision personally going to Deon Timmer's principal and was like, he doesn't have to go to high school anymore. He's going on tour with me. Super fun. This track is called Dubba 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 Dubba. And that's, I think you'll see why as it plays. Anything you want to say about this track other than...
You said it way, way better than I could, because I stutter every time.
Dubba 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 Dubba. I've been working on my raps lately, so pretty good at my... not intonation. Oh, shoot. I'm dropping the word right at the last second. What is it called? Annunciation. There we go. Okay, anyway. Here is Dubba 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 Dubba. Much shorter track, a lot sillier too, I feel like, especially that vocal chop right into the like super, I don't know what that like drop would be called. What would you call that first drop? That's like kind of choppy, like, not really a ton of bass, just like kind of like growly. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the best I could say for it would be like a bass housey type of thing.
Yeah, but it feels very like bass housey, kind of like Ausla, like chirpy. But yeah, it's great. I like it. I'm really excited to see Excision, and we also got the day. We'll see if we're swinging Friday too. Have we ever, like,
I think
we're probably not.
In many friend groups, I've been known as the enabler. So I'm working on pushing those buttons with some people.
Just right.
Like, hey,
we could do
our
Friday.
Our flight lands 2 hours before doors on Friday. If you want
to, if
like,
you wanted really to see Space Laces.
But we're lucky enough to have, at least on the day that we're going to be there, seeing Levity and Peekaboo as well.
Yeah, Levity, it'll be my first time seeing Peekaboo, so really excited for that. And Levity is just like, that their up and come up like needs to be studied. Like, they have just blown up recently, and I honestly do think it's just because they just look like they're having so much fun when they're up there, you know, like, it that stands out when you see an artist performing and they like are actually having a good time, like,
oh yeah,
it lives on in the memory forever.
Yeah, I've brought this up like many times to a few different people, but it's so much more enjoyable in this seeing a DJ set when the person on stage looks like they're having the time of their lives. Like,
yeah,
I remember the first time I saw Nightmare, who's actually playing here next, or not here at Tufts, but here in Boston next week. The first time I saw him, he just looked like he was having the time of his life on stage. He's bouncing up and down. He stood up on the table a few times and just looked like he was genuinely happy to be there.
Yeah.
Versus some other people that look like they're just there to push out what they're playing and then move on with their life.
Right. Yeah. I think like I don't want to throw any artists under the bus, but like even when the music was playing during the Tiësto set, it just like wasn't exciting at all. I think
part of that
might have been because it didn't work.
Was the technical difficulties and 30 minutes of awkward silence in the middle of the set, but
for sure. But yeah, love to see artists jump around and like have a great time with it. Maddion always looks like he's having a great time. That one stands out. Grizz, we miss you, King. He always looks like he's having a great time, especially up there with like Prop Cause and all his other collabs.
Speaking of Grizz, seeing Wally last week, and he opened his set with a new collab with Grizz. There's videos out there.
I need to watch because I never went back to it. I think I told you like the video wouldn't render yet, or it wasn't uploaded on Google Photos. So I caught the middle one with the Tokyo Drift edit of Titans, which is so good. But
it's just like Wooly starts his set, does a little count, like 60-second countdown, and then all of a sudden you hear a saxophone. And I'm like, this is a Grizz song.
Yeah, you can just tell right when it comes in. Oh man, I hope he comes back, man. I can't wait.
He deserves all of the to take as much time as he wants.
Oh, right? For sure. Like, I don't want to porter pressure anybody here, but like, Grizz, take the time you need. All of your music and your project is about living life to the fullest and just making sure you're taking care of yourself and having a good time. So make sure you're living it out too. But when you come back, it will be with open arms and probably many banging heads. In a similar vibe to perhaps, not really similar vibe to Grizz, actually, not at all. Grizz is very funky, very fresh. EPROM, on the other hand, a little more acid, rave for sure.
Yeah.
But this track, What's Her Name, off of the album Synthism. I really like Synthism. It has a killer album cover. It just looks so sick. And some of my other... I think one of my favorite EPOM tracks, X-Fade Strategy, is from this album. Really, really love the pattern, or like the composition of that track. And I don't know. I heard What's Her Name. Probably not for the first time, because I think I scouted this whole album at one point. But it stood out more this time, now that you pointed it out. I really, really like it. Anything you want to say about it?
Just that the one time I've seen EPROM, it was at Red Rocks as an opener for G Jones, and he didn't play this song, and it was like genuinely heartbreaking
because
I wanted to hear like the bass like vibrating my chest, because apologies to anyone that has their bass way turned up, maybe turn it down a little bit when EPROM comes on. But the bass on this song, when it kicks, it kicks.
Yeah. Like it's always a shame when you go to see an artist for like one track, or like, you know, you really hope they play it and then they just don't. And he's like, I swear I had a good time.
But the like entire set was amazing. It was just sad that I was just personally sad that that one track never got played during that set.
For sure. Yeah. I was really surprised that at Zomboy, he played the remix. He played one of the Zomboy remixes that I really, really like. Or a remix of Rotten Roll, too. I don't know if it was the Ray Volpe and Wooly one, but it was something. And I was like, I was really, really, I don't know. It's also like, I guess on the flip side, it's nice when an artist will drop like an esoteric remix that's like maybe one of your favorites of their discography, but like no one, you don't think that they would play it. Okay. Anyway, now I'm just rambling. Let's get on to What's Her Name by EPROM. And from there, we'll get into more grimy, ignorant stuff. That's great. I like falling in love with EPROM and G Jones and the whole like really like gritty rave, you know, genre has been like the greatest development of my life in the past year and a half. And we've made crazy moves in the past year and a half if you've been tuning into the show. So that's saying a lot. Okay, it's definitely not the most, but like I listen to a lot of G Jones and EPROM stuff now and like have very much found that that kind of style of music is like something I'm super in love with. Definitely led to me exploring Mr. Bill's stuff a lot more too. because especially he's mentioned that a lot of his more recent stuff is inspired from their just like chaotic orchestrations of sound and sound effects. Really great track. Check out EEPROM, check out G Jones. Greg is a wizard. It's insane. Next track we've got is by Linny, who I believe started their tour here, question mark? Yeah. Or it's like their first tour. Nate knows more about this.
Well, not first tour, but it's right. His first headline tour.
First headline tour.
I saw him. He played at Middle East a couple weeks ago, and it was the first stop on his first headline tour, and he gave a nice little speech about it being that. But I really fell in love with him. I went to North Coast this past Labor Day weekend this past year. But
yeah.
And
Which means he saw the ISO and Nock 2 set that I'm always raving about all the time.
But so at North Coast, the festival itself is built around SeatGeek Stadium, which is a professional soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And off to the side, they had a dome that's like your typical like inflatable looking practice soccer dome.
Okay.
And obviously being air conditioning, it's the nice place to be when it's 90 degrees outside early on in the day.
Yeah.
So they opened up every day at the dome with deep house yoga, followed by a bigger artist that was playing a non-genre set that they normally do. So day one, it was Dr. Fresh doing a drum and bass set. And day two was Tate B doing like a very drippy, strange like set. And then day three was Liney, who has very like heavy bass normally.
Yeah.
He played like this UKG deep house set that I just like was not expecting. And then I went and looked into him because I wanted to see what he normally made.
Yeah.
And I really fell in love with him after that. And then was on the fence about going to see him. And then that night at like 7 p.m., my friend texted me. He was like, yo, you want to go to Liney tonight? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
And immediately,
it's like, funny how quickly we can jump on board of these things. You know, you just need like one text from a friend. He's like, gonna go see Zed. He's like, I am now, I guess.
Yeah, just immediately like hopped in the shower, got in my car, drove down, and just like was there for doors and just popped off the entire night.
Nice. Yeah, sounds like a good time. I really like this track too. I haven't heard a ton of stuff by Linny honestly yet. I like Spill and Pulse, I think, are my other two tracks, but nobody else. I think this is their most recent track, right? This dropped in like October. It's really good, so let's get into it. Also, Middle East is a great, I love the Middle East. It's like, it's cute. It's very, you can get very, really close to the artist, I feel like, and like it's an intimate experience.
Yeah, it's, as opposed to like some of the bigger venues, there's no rail and the stage is only like 2 feet above where the ground is. So like,
yeah,
I was there up front and like just like,
and I've never been like crowded there. I feel like I always have my room to like,
yeah, I had a lot of space to bounce around.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's a good time. Here is Nobody Else with Linny then. Wow, that was like such a smooth segue. I was like, okay, cool, here comes the song.
Nobody else.
That's a good collab. I'm a big fan of that one. All right, so that was No One Does It Like by Subtronics and Alice in Wonderland, following Liney, I was corrected, by, or sorry, Nobody Else by Liney. So fun little thing there. Nobody else and no one does it like Alice in Wonderland's vocals fit so well with a Subtronic song, and like her overall like eerie aesthetic, I think that's like very present in a lot of her tracks, like fits so well with like a Subtronic's like ripping bass drop. That's super fun. I like this one a lot. Anything you want to say about it? Or I can't believe they hadn't collabed earlier, to be honest. Seems like a match made.
I saw them post, one of them posted online when this song came out, that they had, I think, like 37 work in progress songs.
Oh my goodness.
And that just all, the first 36 had like all fallen apart and just like weren't quite clicking. And they've been trying to put out a song together for like
for a while.
Years.
Yeah.
So you were saying like you thought they would have been perfect together for a long time, but they clearly they've been working towards something like this for a long time.
Well, I'm glad they took their time with it, honestly, because this one does hit like crazy. And it does, like, I mean, it felt so obvious once it came together that it's like in my head, I was like, wow, I can't believe this didn't happen earlier. And I guess they were on it already. That's crazy. Okay, we didn't discuss what we're gonna play next, so we could do the Angel's Landing track if you want to. We could do Omnidirectional, another Subtronics. That one does go insane. I'm thinking Liquor and Cigarettes is a little later, maybe, because that's like drum and bass a lot faster. Anything in particular that you're feeling? Otherwise, I've got the new Jackknife, which is pretty good, but that's a little faster.
Yeah, I'll give you the reins for a
Give song. Me the reins? All right, sounds good. I'm going to play the new Jackknife then. I've been listening to Real and Pump a lot, which were their last release, I believe. And then this most recent one is called Too Fast. And I don't think it is. I think it's great. It's perfect just the way it is. It's beautiful. I love it. And I really, really hope that we get a Jewels X Jackknife collab at some point, because I think their sound design would go really well together. But here's something I've been looping for a bit, step out of the grime for a bit and into something very bumpy and danceable. We'll be right back. Yeah, ISO. I can't wait to see him. We got our ticket. I'm dragging Nate on the 26th. You also have tickets for 27th? Or did you move your ticket?
I was going to be going to both.
Both regardless?
I love him so much. Yeah. Like, just... I don't know how much you've mentioned about it on the show before.
A lot. Like, probably every other show.
I had shown you from North Coast.
Yeah. No.
Seeing him at North Coast, like they had this stage called the Shipyard, and it like the stage backdrop was all shipping containers. But they went on right after Chasing Status, and there was like a 20-minute break, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, this crane just like appears in the background behind them, and it just like the cable drops down, and then at the start of their set, it pulls up a shipping container 50 feet into the air, and they're in the shipping container like DJing from up there.
It's
and
it was just... so metal. Like it you have to look it up and like see videos of it for it to really like impact. I feel like, but like once you see it, you're like they are. Yeah. They're breaking all the rules. Like, they just are not breaking, but like bending them to whatever they want, you know? Like,
and one other thing about ISO that I really appreciate is when he plays live and is asking for a mosh pit, one of the first times he'll ask for the mosh pit during the set is he'll hard cut the music and go through this little ritual with the crowd where he says, when somebody falls, what do you do? And the crowd yells, pick them up. And he's when somebody falls, what do you do? And
yeah. And no, that's huge.
Goes into his drop and like expects a mosh pit like to just form. And the crowd surge leading up to that set was ridiculous. And I didn't think that there would be room for a mosh pit. And then all of a sudden one formed around me and I didn't want to be a part of it, and I just moved with the crowd, and I somehow moved 20 feet away.
In an instant.
I thought it like was physically impossible to move that much with a crowd that was that densely packed, but they found a way.
They pushed you out. Holy, yeah. The just sheer energy that Isonok brings to the table is insane. Like, each one of them alone can really get a floor bumping, but, like, together, and especially with that kind of production, like... Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it. I'm so jealous. I wish I was there, man. That's so cool. So yeah, and we've got ISO tickets for the 26th then of December. And then like I said, last show we picked up Knock tickets that's in March, I think. Yeah, March. So that'll be cool, hitting both of them in like 3 or 4 months time. Really excited for that. Let's play more ISO, I guess, while we're at it. Here's a remix by Midnight Kids. I really like this track. This is one of the only Midnight Kids tracks I actually know, to be honest. Or like, I guess I knew prior to Breakaway.
Yeah, but going into Breakaway, I had seen Midnight Kids twice before. So I just looked at you and I was like, you're going to really just enjoy what he does.
Yeah, and no, it was a great set. And I remember he mentioned kind of live that he's like doing a set kind of different from what he usually does. But it was such a great vibe. It was a really fun set. Good time. So I like this remix a lot too. Lots of energy in this one. Classic for ISO. And then I'll do a PSA again, and we'll maybe get some D&B in here or something. Let's see where we're off to. But here's Angel's Landing by ISO and Frosttop, the Midnight Kids remix. Anything you want to say about this prior?
Not much that I haven't already said about everyone. I've seen all three artists that are involved in this track. I've seen Frosttop, I've seen ISO, and I've...
How is Frosttop? I don't know if I've asked you about that before.
I only saw him do the back-to-back with Nightmare back at when they played last year at Big Night in Boston. And nice. It was a really fun set.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Oh, man. I hope I can catch Nightmare this upcoming week. That should be fun. I have to check my schedule. Okay. That's a note for future Diego. Check the log. Or check the logs. Ah.
Thank you. obscure places, they may be alone, they may be poverty-stricken, they may be in the midst of riches, but you can always be sure the angel of God is present wherever his children are.
That's a crazy track. I haven't said it all show. This is my like motif line on the show. Killer track. That one gets it. That's a killer track. Love the like rock energy in those drops. You know, it feels very like Grabitz kind of with like electro rock. I mean, I guess I should say it feels very electro rock, kind of like Grabitz. I guess Grabitz did not, you know, make electronic rock, but yeah, I really love the energy in that, and I love the kind of like. I don't know what to call it, but like the Gwen Stefani glitch of the dun, 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 in the chorus, it feels so good. Or at least it reminds me of a Gwen Stefani track. Oh no, my internet has been disconnected, probably because I've been connected for longer than they allow on the guest Wi-Fi. So let me try and reconnect here while we play our probable last track. But as it's reconnecting, I want to do the PSA, and then I'll have Nate talk a little bit about this next project, which is one that's really close to my heart as well. I love it a lot, but I feel like Nate can really go off about it, so I'll give the floor to him after this. But first, wash your hands. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, stay home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, the Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, that's just a good one. Wash your hands, please. It's always like, I don't, to each their own, and maybe there's like health issues or something, but like when you see someone in public, like just leave the stall and like walk right out, it's always like, man, boo. Yeah, I'm getting a big thumbs down from Nate right here. We have reconnected, huge, so we will have time to play this last track. And what a last track it is. Eon Break from the Virtual Self Project. I've talked about it a little bit, or not Eon Break specifically, but the Virtual Self Project as one of Porter's kind of side projects in between Worlds and Nurture. And I guess still kind of has some ideas that might come out slash are in the works, but who knows where the story lies on that one. Anything like you want to say about Virtual Self?
I mean, just speaking alone of like some ideas of Virtual Self alone, like there's, I happened to catch, a couple years ago, I saw the last time Porter has done anything Virtual Self was he did a back-to-back set with G. Jones at Second Sky in
Crazy.
Oakland, California, which just a crazy night in general, like not to mention the fact that it was just like in the parking lot of the Oakland A's stadium. Like just, they just threw out like roll on turf and just like said, nope, here we are. Here's our festival. We're in a parking lot.
That's sick.
Walking back from the festival that night didn't feel safe, but you know, it was still a good time. But in that set, there were two Virtual Self IDs that he played, which have become known as Dry Your Eyes and God Rays. That God Rays has been, Porter has even mentioned that he originally meant for it to come out on the Virtual Self EP back in 2017, 2018, something like that.
Yeah.
But Dry Your Eyes, I think the first time I had heard it was at Second Sky. He used it as the closing of that back-to-back he did with G. Jones, and it was just very pretty, but that's not the song that we're here to talk about. So.
No, not the Dry Your Eyes is really pretty. If you can find it on SoundCloud or something, it's super. It's all of the like ethereal nature of G. Jones and Virtual Self.
Yeah, G. Jones
together.
Has that entire back-to-back set on Apple Music and on his SoundCloud. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, check it out. It is really good. This is another set that like Nate recommended to me, and then I left on the back burner for like a month and a half, and then when I finally got to it, I listened to it like two or three times in a row in the same day. Like it's just really, really really good.
But yeah, the song we're about to play is Eon Break, and it's a personal favorite of mine. I've been lucky enough to hear it live, played by more than just Virtual Self, but a few different times. But it, for me, what really does it, and you'll hear it when we play it, but the drums outro of the drums just goes bonkers. And
yeah,
he just ups the BPM and just floors it pretty much.
Yeah, it really gets to like that level of, I've kind of talked about it sometimes in the show, where if you play a sound like fast enough, it really almost blends into its own like synth or its own like consistent tone. Yeah. And he does that with like drum patterns at the end of Eon Break. And I remember when this first came out, I was working tech theater at my tiny high school in Wisconsin, and they gave me access to the speakers in the gym. So obviously I played Eon Break like as loud as I could, and they were quieter after that forever. So sorry about that, school, if I did end up blowing the speakers. But if you listen to this track, you might see why that could have happened, especially on some crappy speakers out in the Wisconsin high school. But this track is insane. Love the Virtual Self EP. It is ethereal. It is dedicated, it has inspired so many playlists for me, and just ideas and like how I think about the digital space and the cyber world and all that kind of stuff. Super, super fun project, and a really cool space for Porter to be like weird Porter as well. I think like, you know, Nurture and Smile is definitely a little weird for sure, but Nurture is very like wholesome and very like unified in emotions. And I feel like Virtual Self has a lot more of like the chaos that Porter can bring to the table with like 100% in this, you know, kind of stuff. So let's get into it. Thank you, Nate, for coming on the show. We'll probably transition, or the next DJ will probably come in, maybe even cut this track off. That'd be so sad because I've been yapping so much. But this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for you all. And take care. Well, okay. It did say that I was going to be able to play music, but now it's not. Okay, there we go. Sorry, there was a connection issue.